teen bullying, suicide, divorce, financial struggles, and opioid addiction. Those are the themes that will be touched on an up-and-coming Christian movie called Angels Amongst Us, or I'm sorry, Angels Among Us. It's a supernatural faith-based drama. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and the maker of the film is named John Wayne Bosley, and he joins us right now. John Wayne, is it just John? It's good to have you on the program.
Yeah, John will work perfect. Thank you.
Okay, very good. And I'm saying the last name correct.
Yes, Bosley. Yeah, a lot of people try to pronounce it like Bosley, but...
Okay, so this sounds like a very ambitious project, but you have a trailer there, and in fact, I'll let people hear the audio of the trailer. This is going to last a minute and 30 seconds, starting now.
You saw him, didn't you?
Who?
You know who? I saw him too.
Police! Help!
Something happened in that alleyway that I can't explain. Started having pain in my chest.
I'm laying there, and I'm just begging God to let me live. This man walks up to me, calm, confident, out of nowhere, wearing a suit.
You're not going to die. God has a different plan for you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. And you're not the only one.
All right, so give us an overview then. Basically, in this movie, people have encounters with angels. That's kind of the angels help carry the storyline along, something like that?
Yeah, the idea would be that these different people from different backgrounds have all encountered the same mysterious man in a suit. We kind of almost do like a Man in Black kind of effect to it, just to kind of give it that little extra twist of the modern-day tale instead of something that's biblical. And the idea would be, in a sense, the angels are kind of a metaphor for the fact that God's involved in our lives, but we usually can't see it. You know, I've never met anybody who's told me that they've seen a burning bush or, you know, a sea party, but God's still involved in our lives. And the idea with the film would be to help people to visualize the idea that even in those small moments or even in the dark kind of desperate moments, God is still involved, and if we take time and pause and ask him to help see where he's working and to realize that he is involved, that it would hopefully give the audience a sense of hope and inspire them to have more faith in Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I know two people personally, and they're not crazy at all, and they both have angel stories. And in retracing their steps, they concluded it could have been nothing but an angel that helped them in that particular scenario. And so, I mean, it's really interesting. I mean, in fact, let me just tell one real fast. There's a lady who's married to a world-famous Christian artist, and he's world-famous at least in some circles. But anyway, before she got saved, she was involved as a nightclub singer. Now, it wasn't real dirty or anything, but it wasn't the best environment either by any means. And, you know, there was alcohol served and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, so this, she gets saved. And then she goes to see her pastor and she says, you know, should I consider leaving this field? You know, I don't know. It's just kind of a strange environment and stuff. And he said, well, are they forcing you to sing immoral songs? Are they forcing you to do anything immoral? Are people dressing in immoral ways? You know, no, not really. And he said, well, I mean, if you're making a living, you know, it's not the ideal, but, you know, if it works for now and pays the bills, you know, and you're not directly sinning, I don't see a problem with it. So she goes on, and one night after singing for about 30 minutes, just, you know, love songs or whatever, you know, in this nightclub, this guy comes up to her, real tall man with piercing blue eyes, and he says, "Good job," you know, and she says, "Thanks." And then he says, "You know, you don't have to do this." And she turned around and she said, "Excuse me." And by this time, the man had gone. And the reason she turned around is the man, she had gone up to get a ginger ale or something from the bar. And when she was there at the bar, that's when this tall man with the piercing blue eyes encountered her. And when she turned around to see him, because the bartender said, "Okay, here's your ginger ale." So she leaves his eye safe for 2 seconds to grab the ginger ale, then goes back to the tall man, and the man was gone. And she was like, "No, I want to hear more about this." So she, for the next 30 minutes or so, she scoured that building, the parking lot, everything, and she concluded there's no way this guy could have disappeared. There's no way that this wasn't an angel. And it was like, "Okay, God, I'm quitting," you know, and she left. She resigned from that and you know, got other work that was less, you know, sleazy or whatever, you know, or didn't even have the appearance of sleaze. And so, anyway, yeah. It's just an interesting story. But tell us about the stories that inspired you and to make this movie.
Well, there's a couple. I've had an incident where my parents had, they were separated, money was tight. And my mom was trying to move this very large station wagon. Anybody who's seen the station wagons out of like the early 90s, 80s,
yeah.
Those things are built like a tank. You're not moving that thing anytime soon. And we're trying to move it, and we're trying to move it. And I'm myself and my brother, we're both pushing. My mom's in the car. And we can't get it past this last 2 or 3 feet, and it's not moving. And, you know, this is the point where money was so tight, we can't even afford to tow this thing. And so our house was built. It's where it was built, is a bike path that goes right past our house. And my brother was getting frustrated, and I finally stopped to my brother, and I said, "You know what, let's just pray." And he's frustrated. I was like, "No, let's just pray. Let's start with some supernatural strength, because we're not getting past the next 3 or 4 feet." We prayed. We got back to our positions, told my mom to put it back in the neutral. We backed up, and then we pushed as hard as we can. And out of nowhere, this guy runs down the bike path, turns, runs up between both my brother and myself, pushes on the car, and then we get past those about 5 feet. It was way beyond what we were planning on. He leaves. We turn around, completely gone. Now, was it life-changing? No. But sometimes I think the encounters we have are there just for God to say, "I understand the situation you're facing right now. You're not alone." And that's what a lot of these ones I've had. There was somebody who told me.
I'm going to stop and ask you about the station wagon. So you're saying that you and your brother, after the 5 feet or whatever, which was more than you expected to go,
yeah.
After that, you turned to this guy to say thank you, and he was gone? Is that what you're saying?
He's gone. I mean, either that guy was moving at a record pace or something.
But your brother and if I asked your brother the same thing, he would say, "Yeah, the guy, you know,
yeah,
the guy was gone, strange, and I don't see how that could
strange.
Be."
Yep.
Okay.
And in the same scenario, around the same time, my dad, a different part of the country, he had a similar situation. He was running out of money, and he's desperate because, you know, there was a situation going on, you know, between my mom and my dad, and he walks into a convenience store to buy something. And the guy behind him says, "You dropped something." He's like, "Well, that's just odd." He turns around. The guy hands him this, like, $100 bill. He's like, "This is kind of weird." He hands it to him. He's like, you dropped that on the floor." He's like, "I didn't have any money, you know, besides the five on me." He goes to pay for his item. He turns around. Once again, guy's gone. And there was another situation I had heard of. I've heard a lot from people who were in the military. And there was one case where a whole troop of soldiers were basically being ambushed by the Viet Cong, and this one soldier jumped underneath this bridge and trying to dodge the firepower from all the guys, you know, the enemy around them. And he's about to jump back up there when this black soldier beside him says, "Stay down, don't go up there yet." So for some reason, he decides to listen to this guy, and he stays down. He waits a few minutes. The gunfire is done. He gets back up, meets the rest of his crew. And before he had gone up, that black soldier had gone back up, and he didn't see him again. So when he goes to meet up with his whole squadron of men, he says,
"Who was that guy?
Wow, that black soldier saved me." And they go, "There's no black soldiers in our squad. They're all white guys." And to this day, he looked at, you know, the story this guy had told this friend of mine, he said, there was nobody registered in that whole entire area of that place that fit the description this guy described. And all he could say at the end, this is a guy who wasn't, he was not a Christian when he was in the military, but later, when he recalled, he's like, yeah, I realized that even when I didn't know Jesus as a personal Lord and Savior, even then, before that point, God was still looking after me. And that's part of our hope with this film is that people who watch it, who aren't Christians, watch it and realize, yeah, you know what? I think God's been involved, and it's time for me to respond.
Hmm.
And that's what my hope is, that people could see. Sometimes you have to hear a story or see something played out on the big screen that looks so much like yourself that you can empathize with that character. And you say, you know, I've been in that situation, or I know somebody like that. And then you see the story played out, and you're like, you know, I wonder if some of these situations in my life weren't just coincidences.
All right, well,
and
we
that's all we're trying to do, start the conversation.
Okay, we have about 2 minutes. So we see the overall goal, plus to deal with these issues that we mentioned, teen bullying, suicide, divorce, etc. Okay, so just in the 2 minutes that remain, just kind of give us a little bit of about the plot without giving anything away. And by the way, I understand the music is being done by the son of a famous singer.
Yes, we were in conversations. I can't mention the guy's name yet, but when you guys...
It's going to be very professional music. Exactly. Very professional music. All right.
Very professional, and you can tell it when they see find the pitch trailer online. So basically, the plot line is five different individuals, groups of individuals, all encounter the same man in a suit. The first one is the police detective who has a heart attack in the middle of an alleyway while pursuing perpetrator.
Okay.
One of them is a single mom whose daughter drowns in the pool, but survives. We have a mechanic who is in a motorcycle accident. We have a taxi driver who stops a burglary. So there's a several different scenarios you have. Oh, and the other one you can't forget is the runaway who had left home, and she has a story that deals with a lot of the issues that our teenagers are dealing with today.
Okay, so that's the kind of the overall. And you want to say anything about your own personal background? I mean, this is not the first production you've ever made by any means.
Yes, that's correct. Now, the problem with a lot of the Christian filmmakers is it's tough to find funding. So a lot of us start off doing lower budget films and they end up streaming on different shows, on different channels. Currently, I have a film called The Heart of a Dancer, and it's running on Uplift TV and Parables TV. But with Angels Among Us, we said, okay, we're going to aim big. We're going to believe big. God's going to provide us the money that we can aim for a Hollywood-level production with all the stunts and the action and the big music and the stars.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. John Wayne Bosley, Facebook/Angels Among Us for more information. Bye-bye. God bless.